The Gulf Breeze City Council this week is expected to discuss the prospect of term limits for themselves and the mayor. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Under the proposal, council members would be limited to 8 years, a pair of 4-year terms, and the mayor to 4 years, a couple of 2-year terms. It's the brainchild of Mayor Pro Tem Joe Henderson.
When I first decided to run, it always was my idea to limit the time that I would serve and give other people the opportunity to serve the public as I did.
Henderson completes his second 4-year term in November and is not seeking re-election. He says the idea came from the nation's beginning.
I didn't read it anywhere specifically, but it seems like the founding fathers of the country, you know, they said, go serve, go do your Senate time, go do your legislative time, whatever, and then go home and go back to farming. Well, I don't have a farm, but, you know, I want to give somebody else the opportunity in politics.
And that idea appears to be building up steam. Henderson says he's received support from many of his constituents, but he's quick to add that passing the ordinance does not implement term limits.
We're making an ordinance allowing the residents to vote on it. So whether or not I talk to people or other council people or the mayor talk to people and get ideas, it really doesn't matter. Let's put it on the ballot and let the people who live in Gulf Breeze change the charter if they feel it's necessary.
It's an interesting proposal. It's one that is not common in Northwest Florida, but there are certainly other governmental entities that do have term limits.
City Manager Buzz Eddy says for now, he's not taking sides.
Well, I don't really have an opinion until the council tells me what it is. Certainly, there are places, entities, governmental bodies that have term limits. We have never had term limits. Most cities in Northwest Florida do not have term limits, but certainly an argument can be made either way.
Eddie concedes that there are both pros and cons to the notion of term limits when it comes to dealing with complicated issues facing Gulf Breeze, such as utility operation, transportation planning, the city's master plan, and the Community Redevelopment Agency.
To call an end to their time on the council right when they're, you know, really getting into the swing of things, so to speak, seems counterproductive to me. On the pro side, I guess the argument could be made that there's a need for new ideas and new approaches to problems.
If all goes as planned, the term limit referendum would be on the ballot this November. When the city council begins the discussion Wednesday evening, Mayor Pro Tem Joe Henderson will have his argument at the ready.
Why do you want to make this your life? To me, it seems a little stingy, and I'm not saying anybody on our council, but there have been people in the past, there are people at other levels in government who are maybe narcissistic because they want to do it. I mean, why not give your neighbors a chance to serve?
But City Manager Buzz Eddy says it's not like people are jockeying for position to get a seat on the city council.
If we had people lining up that wanted to be on the city council that had the interest in volunteering for a dollar per year to serve on the city council, maybe term limits would be necessary, but we just have had the benefit of not having term limits over the years without any of the cost.
Also taking a wait-and-see posture is Gulf Breeze Mayor Matt Danheiser. He told the Pensacola News Journal that he wants to gauge public interest before it goes to the voters. The Gulf Breeze City Council is scheduled to meet at 6:30 Wednesday evening at City Hall on Shoreline Drive. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.